The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the Green Industry Podcast with Paul Jamieson. Join Paul as he chats with today's green industry experts and leaders about how to build a successful business and live a purposeful life. Here's your host, Paul Jamieson.
Hey, what is up, everybody? Hopefully everyone's healthy and safe. We got the coronavirus going around town, around the country, around the world, and creating some interesting times in business. I'm really excited to share today. I interviewed Brian Fullerton and Caleb and Brittany Allman and John Pajak, but it's hard when you interview because you don't want to overtalk. You want to let other folks share. And I have some good news I think will really encourage everybody, really inject some hope and encouragement into our hearts as business owners, as entrepreneurs. So I'm going to share my two cents today. Marty, you're pretty passionate about this too. You can maybe share your two cents as well. We want to thank today's show sponsor, Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. You guys can try Jobber for free for 14 days at GetJob. Well, actually, I don't even know the link. Marty will put it in the link in today's show's notes. Look at me, Marty. I got this whole journal of notes and what I want to talk about today. And I want to let you guys know, this is really exciting. We're going to do a whole show talking about this. I want to talk about how our business can reset with the Corona deal going on in today's episode. We'll do a future episode on the one-on-one coaching. But I am pumped up. We've talked about this for what has it been, like a year? And it's finally here. And we are offering one-on-one coaching. We have a new website, greenindustrypodcast.com. You can go to greenindustrypodcast.com, and if there's slots available, you just click on the time, and you purchase the slot, and then you get the confirmation email, and then we chat for an hour, you and me and you, and set some goals for your business, get into the details of your business, help strategize, and really fine-tune so that you can have the most prosperous season of your life. And that's right. We're still talking abundance around here. We're still talking prosperity around here. This is an incredible time to really push reset, and a great opportunity to really, you know, me personally, I literally have my pen in my hand right now and my journal. I've been just going before the Lord and just asking for strategies in my business. There's a lot of folks right now that are hurting, and there's a lot of folks that are making an absolute fortune. And I'm not where I want to be financially, because if I was, when the stock market goes from 30,000 to 20,000, basically within a week, I want to buy everything up at 20,000. So when it goes back up to 30,000 within the next year or so, then you just buy low, sell high. Right, Marty. That's what my dad taught me when I was a kid. He said, we drove by a grocery store in South Carolina. It's called Buy Low. So I'm going to tell you a little tip, son. Buy low, sell high. In real estate, you buy it low, you sell it high. And there's so many bargains when you have these economical situations that I've seen a lot of these in my life, but this is the most intense, honestly. What would you say, Marty? It's pretty same for you. You're a lot older than me. I mean, I remember September 11th, I was in Spanish class, and I had taken a bus from, our high school had two campuses. And so they ran a shuttle between campuses. So I was on the shuttle when it happened, and I get to Spanish class, and I was in a good mood that day. And all the other kids, I was like, man, the atmosphere in here is kind of flat today, and I'm the class clown, so I'm dropping jokes, and no one's laughing, and I'm like, man, these people need help. And then about 20 minutes, oh, it was bad. Because I didn't know the Twin Towers had gone down, and everybody else did, because when I was on the shuttle, this was before cell phones, when I was on the shuttle, the principal came on and made the announcement that America is under attack and the Twin Towers have gone down. And so all the kids were like grieving and processing this information. And here I am dropping jokes and no one's laughing. And then the principal came back on, Mr. Hartman, and he made another announcement that what we were going to do for the, I forget what the announcement was, but then I was like, what? And everyone else was like, yeah, dude, you didn't know. I was like, no, I was on the bus. And so, and that was a tragedy. Absolutely. I mean, I know of people that were actually, their people in their family were actually in the buildings. And I mean, that's just a horrific way to, I don't even want to think about it. It's rough. That was rough. But that was I don't want to use the word isolated, but that was like an isolated tragedy in New York. I mean, it had financial implications for several months and security, you know, obviously all the, I mean, back then you just walk into the airport like it's nothing. Hey, I'm going to wherever. No big deal. Now it's, you know, the security is a lot more tight and all of that. And then we've seen these viruses, things with SARS and bird flu, swine flu. We've seen all those. And the blista blip on the radar, they come up typically around election year and they go away. But this is the first time in my lifetime where the government has intervened in actually shutting things down and putting these mandates. It got real for me. I went to church on Wednesday. We got pre-service prayer at 6 and then the actual worship and message and service at 7. And so I get there and I get out of my truck and this kid, he's an intern there. He comes smiling. He comes walking up to me and I'm thinking he wants my autograph. Honest to God, I thought, oh man, he must have saw me on TikTok because I got the TikTok's going pretty good, guys. I'm getting, I've had like 1 million views just this last week. And so my mind is thinking I'm like this emerging celebrity on TikTok. It's messed up, but that's how my brain cells work. Marty's cracking up. I thought, oh man, he must have figured out who I am and on TikTok or whatever. So he wants to come get a selfie or an autograph. That's what I'm thinking. I know that sounds, some of you are cringing, like, come on, Paul. But that's what passed through my mind. So just take it or leave it. And so he walks up to me. I was like, hey, man. And I'm thinking, man, you think I can get a selfie, Paul, or something like that? And he says, he's like, hey, did you hear the news? And I was like, no. And he's like, church is canceled. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I was like, I just drove all the way here. I mean, it's like 20 minutes, but still. Usually it's like 35 minutes, but there's no traffic because of the corona thing. So anyways, that's when it kind of got real for me because that was the first interruption. We still worked all week, got all our jobs done, got, cut down or pruned up some trees, did some maintenances, lined up some sod job. I mean, I was working all week when everyone was, panicking and fearful. But now I'm realizing, you know what, this is probably going to affect my business if, I mean, we'll see what happens. Maybe they'll say I'm not even allowed to go and work. I don't know what's going to happen. We're just taking it a day at a time. But regardless of whether the interruptions of the government saying, hey, we can only work for, a week, or maybe it's going to be 2 weeks, or maybe it could be a month, who knows, of when we can't work, if that even happens. Hopefully that doesn't even happen and we can continue in the service industry to work. But we really need to get strategies. We really need to push the reset button. And you heard Caleb Wallman share his plan. You know, last year it was retaining walls and stone patio pavers, and they have their niches of where they just get in and crush it and make the most profit. But he's going to have to consider this year with the supply and demand, maybe offering those storm drainage deals and concrete. And so just all of us, we can't just stay stuck into, oh, I got to figure it out. What always worked will always will work, because we got to be able to adjust and pivot, especially in these interesting pandemic. Is that a word, Marty? Pandemic? I almost said panoramic. I think that's like a cinema film feature, pandemics. We need to be able to adjust as business owners. So coming up, I'm going to tell you how, we're going to tell you how we can coach, or I can coach. Marty, you're not coaching. Marty will teach you how to make excellent audio and video qualities, Mr. Producer. But I would love to dream with you and brainstorm with you with coaching. So we're going to hear a little bit about that. Thank Jobber. And then coming up, buckle up, folks. I'm going to share my honest opinion on this situation and how we can come out making a fortune, prospering, and having a very abundant year, even in the pandemic, coming right up. Hey guys, Paul here, and I want to tell you about how using the CRM Jobber has increased efficiency and organization in our business. I remember those days of chasing the checks, the old checks in the mail. No, it's not. And wasting time trying to collect those payments from our customers. Well, now that we use Jobber, we have our customers' cards on file, and we get paid faster, a lot faster. Like immediately after the job's done, we charge the card, or in some cases, we charge it the first of each month. Now, this helps cash flow and it reduces a ton of stress. Jobber's offering a free trial. If you just want to try it out and see if it's a right fit for your business, we're going to leave that link in today's show's notes. Click on the link and just navigate Jobber and check it out if it's the CRM for your company.
Mr. Producer here with some exciting news. One-on-one coaching with Green Industry Podcast host Paul Jameson is now available. Are you wanting to experience breakthrough in your life or business? Paul is offering one-hour coaching sessions to help you fine-tune your business. Join Paul as together you will work on a plan to activate your destiny with setting and accomplishing specific goals. Whether you're trying to create better margin in your schedule or increase profitability and efficiency in your business, Paul would love to help you. Visit greenindustrypodcast.com to sign up for a one-hour coaching session with Paul. Again, that's greenindustrypodcast.com, and that link will be in today's show notes.
Absolutely. Well, love to help whoever wants me to help them with the coaching, greenindustrypodcast.com. Well, I think breakthrough, that's a word that I've kind of been chewing on lately. I was in a bathtub. Look at this, Marty. Did I show you these notes? I was in the bathtub the other day, and I wrote down these six things. This was before the whole, I mean, the corona thing was popular, but it was before it really kind of came on the scene to where it is now, where, you know, everyone's talking about it. And I wrote down these six words: inheritance. That's basically a heritage or a birthright that we get, an inheritance, destiny, purpose, breakthrough, prosperity, and abundance. And I've been just calculating in my life as I'm talking about the Great Reset. It's time to push the reset button. And as we go into this spring, I want to, you know, I'm a prayerful person. So I'm asking God, what's your destiny for my life? What's your purpose for my life? Why am I on this earth, especially in this unique hour of human history? And as I begin to get clarity on that, then I begin to get clarity on priorities, and I begin to get clarity on how I need to organize my schedule. Because whether you're Donald Trump or Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or, you know, people in third world countries that are in poverty, there's a common denominator in life that we all have 24 hours in each day. We can't change that. We get 24 hours. And what do we do with that time really says a lot about our priorities. And so I'm really resetting in this unique season. I am going to spend more time at home. Not that I'm a germaphobe and not that I fear the virus or anything like that. I want to make sure that I'm in the center of God's will for my life. And there's clear things, for example, financial breakthrough. That's something that's very important for all of us. But I know in my life, I'm really focused because I still have some of these ankle biter debts. So I gotta grind it out this spring and summer, make as much money as possible and pay them off. Just get those debts out of my life once and for all. Because I think this, what's it called, Marty? Coronavirus. I think it's a blip on the radar. I mean, it might shut things down for a couple weeks, perhaps, you know, trickle into a couple months in different ways. And then obviously the election, you know, up until that, it's going to be, you know how people are. The more our media advances, people just, I mean, I remember every election of my life, it's been, those last few months get a little crazy with characters. But when we have another, you know, this is a pandemic, is that the right? I don't know why that word, I'm unfamiliar with that word, because we don't have that often. But what's going to happen down the road when a more intense crisis than this hits? You know, I want to be in a better financial shape than I'm at now. I mean, I'm thankful where I'm at now. It's way better than it used to be, completely better. I mean, it's different chapters, different story, but I want to be in an even better place in the years to come. And, you know, that starts with being frugal, paying off debt, and trimming the fat, if you will. And so I've been really looking, I've been fine-tuning, combing through. That's what I'm I was at the pool. It's almost 80 degrees here, and I'm not used to this hot weather. This is the hottest day of the year so far, temperature-wise. And I think I need to get a cup of water. I'm getting a little lightheaded, Marty. It was beautiful down there, man. Oh, just a gorgeous day. But my point is, I've been combing through every single expense in my business and my personal life, and I'm asking, is this necessary? Is this helping me to be in, you know, my destiny, or is this just a weight, or is this, I mean, there's three things that I canceled. One of them was AT&T. I called them up. I said, hey, get rid of my cable package thing. And so anyway, it reduced the bill from $127 a month to, I think it's going to be $61 a month for the high-speed internet, which obviously we need to run this show. And for Mr. Producer to produce that show and make that dough, in order for us to make money, that's an expense that's important, you know, the highest speed internet available. And so that's a good expense. But so that's worth the investment. But having all those extra channels that I don't even barely ever watch, you know, that was what is that, 40, 50, 60 bucks a month, that was really unnecessary. And so just trimming the fat like that. And what's going to happen is a lot of smart people are going to be doing this, our customers, they're going to be scaling back too. And so that could affect landscaping in the sense of in prior years, people are just like, hey, let's, you know, get us some side, get us some this, get us some that. And that. Maybe they pay you with their credit card, or, you know, they're not even the money in their checking account. It just goes into whatever. Or maybe they had the money and they just had such a surplus. They just spent tens of thousands of dollars on landscaping. This year, some of those projects might get postponed or they might get held off. And so we got to be very diligent. I love that word, that the diligent shall prosper. I'm watching some people get lazy in this situation, and I'm thinking it terrifies me. I mean, I'm all about resting, and, you know, I spend quiet time with God. I try every single day where I get my pen and my journal and my Bible, and I intentionally spend some time quiet before Him. But we can't be lazy. We can't just sit around. I watch a lot of TikTok, but I mean, some people are watching TikTok and Netflix and all this stuff all day long. And this isn't an excuse. Like, that slothfulness will lead to poverty. We need to be diligent, diligent in praying, diligent in working. And the reason I say praying and then working is I don't want to work in vanity. I mean, I don't want to just work. I want to leave my house and work all day, or, you know, a lot of days we have studio days where we binge here in the studio and make a bunch of content or whatnot. But I don't want to waste time working on something that's not profitable, that's not fruitful, that's not beneficial. And so that's why I say pray first, so that God can lead us to the right customers, who to say yes to, who to say no to. And I'm so thankful. It's helped my business so much, because for, you know, about 9 years ago, I started working in this country club, and I had the strategy the whole time. I'm like, okay, when the economy crashes like it did in 2008, and back then I thought it was going to have some blips like this sooner than it. I mean, it's kind of been a really good ride all the way up until this spring, and it's going to pop right back, guys. The United States economy is resilient, and it's going to pop back very, it's going to bloom right on back. You just wait. I really think it will. But for those who are aggressive and smart and prudent and diligent and who aren't afraid to work, that's who's going to benefit in the bounce back, the rebound. There you go, Marty. But my point was, the Lord showed me, work for these multimillionaires in this rich neighborhood. Now, I'm not saying this is the plan for everyone. This was the plan for me. And obviously media and this podcast and my travel schedule, I'm unique in my calling and my future, what I got going on. But what's fascinating is that these rich folks, they still got money. The one guy made $9 million last year. The one football player made $7 million. The one coach made, you know, making $1 million. A lot. Some of these business guys are making, I mean, they're all making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Most of them are in the millions. And I'm pretty sure every single one of their net worth is multiple millions. And so this isn't interrupting their life at all. They still want the yard looking good. I'm literally still getting, hey, what are we going to schedule this? When are you still on for this? Keep me posted. Like, they, what's priority to them is that their landscape looks real nice, especially if they're working from home. They want everything to be good. So, inheritance, destiny, purpose, breakthrough, prosperity, abundance. Prosperity, the definition, and the reason I say this is because there's a lot of fear and panic out there. On the life and death are in the power of our words. So I'm speaking life over my future. I am going to prosper. I am going to have abundance. I'm going to have more than enough. My bills are going to be paid on time, in full, and I'm going to have extra running over. I'm going to be blessed. I am going to bless others. I'm going to have more than enough. And so I speak these things over my destiny, prosperity. The definition is a successful, flourishing, or thriving condition, especially in financial respects, good fortune. I am contending that fortunes are made in the months and years ahead in my life, that I'm going to flourish. I'm going to be successful. And so I don't let the media's panic and fear influence me, or I try not to let it influence me. I keep my eyes on God. I keep my eyes on his throne, and I just say, God, you like me, provide for me. God, give me more than enough. Give me strategies of what to do and where to work. And I heard Dave Ramsey say, if you focus on helping other people, you won't have to worry about money. Meaning if you provide, I'm paraphrasing this, so don't take it out of context, but if you help enough people and you influence their life, whether it's a service or a product or however, you help someone, and you help enough people, you're not going to have to worry about money. He's helped people with their financial life. He's helped me. I mean, I listened to his podcast and have read his audiobooks, and it's helped me. It's got me. I mean, who knows how many thousands and thousands of dollars of debt I've paid off and money I've made because I've been inspired by him. And so whatever your skill set is, if you got a mower and a weed eater and a blower, then you can go help a bunch of people by cutting the grass. Obviously, you want to charge the right price, but you help them. You serve with excellence. And the way the economy works, you will get paid for that, whether it's landscaping, lawn care, hardscaping, or whatever. And I think it's important that we continue to develop our skills, because now that the economy is a little tight, a lot of people are going to get into lawn care, and we welcome you to on the show. It's we're in a good spot here having the show, because a lot of new listeners are going to be coming in wanting to learn how to do lawn care, how to cut that grass and make that cash. Now, that's easy to get into. Very low risk, very easy entry. You just need maybe a pickup truck and a weed eater and a blower and a mower. And, you know, that's $1,000 in equipment to get started if you already have the truck. Or, you know, get a trailer connected to your Suburban or whatever, and you're in business. Now, so there's a high, you know, there's a high competition with cutting grass, because anyone can do that. But not everybody can put in a retaining wall. Not everyone can do a stone patio paver. I just had yesterday the guy that we did 4 pallets of sod for. He's like, hey, I need 2 more pallets of sod. And I was like, no problem. We'll bang that out. And I said, you know, he knows the drill. Get the deposit in. You get on the schedule. We're booked for a while. And then who knows with the corona thing, if that's going to push that back. Lord willing, it's not. But anyway, my point was, the next thing he said to me, he's like, and you guys do stone patio pavers, right? And I'm sitting there like, okay, I wish I did. But I'm not, like, I'm not ready to do it for a high profile property like this guy's. So I told him no. And I gave him Phil Saros from Phil. You guys know Phil. He's been on the show before. So I gave him his name and told him to call Phil. And so, because they do that. But my point is, the more specialized our services are, the more we're going to be able to withstand the new traffic of all the new competition, if that makes sense. Because there's only a handful of people that know how to build a retaining wall the right way. There's only a handful of people that know how to do stone patio pavers. There's only a handful of people know how to professionally do sod and these different specialty projects. We do flowers coming up here in April. You know, we'll do our flower route, which takes a skill. The rows are diagonal, no matter how you look at it, or you know what I'm talking. It's like a checkered board kind of. We put them in perfect, and Oh, it looks so good. So that's specialty. Not everybody knows how to do that. So I hope this has been helpful, guys. I really am activating this abundant life in my life. I'm still believing and planning and praying and being very, very, this is a good time to pray hard and to work hard, not to get lazy. Like I'm watching some people just throw in the towel. I'm all about rest. I used to wake up at 5:30 every morning. In the last few days, I actually turned my alarm clock on and I slept in this morning till 7, just because I didn't have as much responsibility today. And that was nice, man. I slept in, went to the pool a little bit, but now we're back in the studio and got a full day tomorrow, actually at the radio station. So, which is cool. They're letting me pre-record my show. So I don't have to be there live, with the whole, Corona thing. So I'm going to be in the studio over there all day tomorrow, banging that out. But I've seen a lot of people with a lot of fear, a lot of panic. I'm not saying it's not real. There's very real economic implications that is here today, you know. But I'm very optimistic. The future is so bright, especially those of us who know Jesus. I mean, he is, my heart has had so much peace and joy and excitement, and he is a chess player that is the ultimate chess player. I mean, he is about 40 moves ahead of us. And people ask me, do you think this was God, or do you think this was the devil, or do you think this was a conspiracy to get Trump out of office, or what do you think? And I think there's probably a little bit of every. I mean, the Lord, he turns everything to our good, to his glory, for those who love him. And so he's behind the scenes turning every possible situation to redemption, to our best. So he's got that going on. And I'm sure, you know, there was some demonic activity with the virus and people with political agendas, perhaps. And the momentum that took forth with all the panic and the sin. I mean, there's sin in the earth. We reap what we sow. There's a lot of sin in this earth, and we're reaping a lot of those consequences. But overall, my gaze isn't on Fox or CNN. My gaze isn't on the stock exchange or anything like that. My focus is on the Lord, and he is. I see that warm smile of Jesus. He's at the Father's right hand right now, and man, my heart is exploding with joy and peace, and I'm healthy. I'm very, very healthy, probably the healthiest I've ever been in my life, and thank God for that. But I'm just believing him for strategies to be healthy and to prosper in the days ahead. Obviously, I drink plenty of water and try to eat as very organic and healthy as I can, and exercise and sleep, and I wash my hands. Marty, do you wash your hands? I was at church, and this was before they canceled it, and usually you go in there and the guys don't wash their hands. I mean, some of them don't, and it disgusts me. I wash my hands. It was funny because all four sinks were full and these guys are washing their hands for like 30 seconds. I was like, all right, there is some good coming out of this. So personal hygiene, wash your hands. So, all right, guys, I'm excited. God's got a destiny for every single one of us, a purpose for our life, the reason for which something exists. That means purpose. There's a reason for which you're on the earth for right now. Maybe it's to be a father. Maybe it's to be a husband. Maybe it's to be a business owner and to serve the community. Maybe it's to create wealth so that you're a blessing to your wife and children and their children. God has things for us to get done, things for us to make, things for us to create. So let's not let this slow us down. Let's take it to the Lord in prayer like the old hymn. Get some strategies from heaven and put those into activation. Time to flourish. Time to be successful. Thanks again for listening. Thanks to Jobber, your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. If you guys are looking for a CRM to help run your business, and that's another nice thing. You know, all my money came in on the first of the month through Jobber. And, you know, I'm sure all my money's going to come in on the first of the month here coming up again. And so I'm not worried about chasing money down in these interesting times, but that money's flowing in. Oh, it's flowing out too, but it's flowing in through Jobber. Well, we're going to close with the commercial that Mr. Producer made for us. Good job, by the way. I like that commercial. And if you guys want to sign up for one-on-one coaching, I'd love to get in your business. We can talk about your specifics. We can talk about what's bubbling in your heart. What, as you just have a friend to talk to about all those things, we can help really strategize some specific goals with, you know, as specific as possible so that we can measure those and I can keep you accountable and help you to get some breakthrough and some abundance, live in destiny this spring and forevermore. Awesome. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll be back soon.
Mr. Producer here with some exciting news. One-on-one coaching with Green Industry Podcast host Paul Jamison is now available. Are you wanting to experience breakthrough in your life or business? Paul is offering one-hour coaching sessions to help you fine-tune your business. Join Paul as together you will work on a plan to activate your destiny with setting and accomplishing specific goals. Whether you're trying to create better margin in your schedule or increase profitability and efficiency in your business, Paul would love to help you. Visit greenindustrypodcast.com to sign up for a one-hour coaching session with Paul. Again, that's greenindustrypodcast.com, and that link will be in today's show notes.